Ready to lose 40 plus pounds without giving up happy hours, weekend brunches, or date nights? Then it's time to uncover the hidden link between binge eating and toxic relationships and finally break free from both. Welcome to the Hungry for Love podcast with Jillian Scott. Y'all ready? Let's go.
Hey, hey, welcome back. All right, so today I wanted to talk about and just do this like bonus episode around making holidays special. And so we just had Valentine's Day, and when you are going through divorce or you are separated, maybe you are taking some time to be single, maybe you're dating, I think a lot of times we are looking for somebody else to make us feel a certain thing. And it's, I want them to make me feel loved. I want them to show up in this way and do these things so that I can feel loved. And so as I was thinking about this year and really being intentional with my personal growth and healing, and any time that I was not dating, to really focus on how to meet my own emotional needs and how to make it fun and enjoyable. Because at the beginning, I was thinking, this is gonna suck. Like, my first thought about taking an entire year off from dating was like, that sounds dreadful. Like, how incredibly horrible. That was my initial thought. And I had to pause and look at, okay, why? And part of it was because I would rely specifically on men to make me feel a certain way, or men to go on these dates and to have fun, to make these memories and to have these interactions, instead of creating that for myself. And I think Valentine's Day is such a great example of this, because one, we're going to want to rewrite stories of past holidays, no matter what they are, whether it's 4th of July or Thanksgiving or any other time. But Valentine's Day, I think just in the romantic category, is such a great time to really think about how you want to show up for yourself and how you want to treat yourself. And I thought about Valentine's Day this year as a fantastic way to practice not just meeting my own emotional needs, but practice taking myself out on a date as, like, this is what I want a future man to do for me. This is the type of thought and effort and thinking about me and what I want, just like I would want to treat him to something special, and I'd be thinking about taking him out on a special date. But can I do for myself what I'm looking for a man to do for me in the future? And so I'm going to talk about it from these two different components of, there's the thoughts and the emotions, and then there's the action. And we can be taking the action, we can be doing the things, but we haven't really changed the thoughts and the emotions. It's okay, I'm doing the thing, like I'm doing my work, I'm doing the quote healing, but maybe not fully emotionally and mentally vested in that. And this is something I talked to my coach about last week, which was really great, and how she was able to point out, she was like, it sounds like you're doing what you think you should be doing, but are you fully committed mentally and emotionally to truly enjoying this? Or are you just trying to check a box? And it was really good, because I think there were some times when I was like, no, I was really enjoying this. And also was like, oh yeah, and going out on this date with this man would be super fun. Even though I told myself I wasn't going to date right now. And I would tell myself, I don't know that it's a date. I don't know what his status is. Maybe it's not a date. My brain is really good at getting my needs met. Like, she's very smart, even if she wants to play dumb, even if she wants to play the stereotypical dumb blonde role. And it's like, no, let's get real honest with yourself here, Jillian, and really think about this and recognize, okay, there are benefits and there is healing and there is growth when you are in relationship with somebody else. So my personal take is, there is like a level of learning, level of awareness, level of healing. There's a level of personal growth that probably needs to happen being single with nobody else, especially, and I look at me in particular, where I need to meet certain needs and learn how to not look to somebody else to meet them and meet them for myself. Like, that has to happen when I'm single. There's also growth and healing that's going to come in doing some, like being in a relationship with somebody else. You can't practice managing conflict and hard conversations when it's just you, like when you're being single. So there are certain things and certain levels of growth that can only come when you are with somebody else. But you also have to be ready for that. And so for me, as I look back on the last 20, 21, 22 years, I can't remember now. I probably need to redo the math. But like 20 plus years, I spent 1 year of that being single. I dated a guy. I was an old friend actually from high school. We dated for 2 weeks. It really wasn't long at all. And it was probably doomed from the beginning because we started out and in the first week he was like, I'm going to marry you. And I was like, yes, okay. you guys, like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad he broke it off. He was deployed at the time. He got back. Okay, so clearly I have a thing for men in the military, right? That's just my type. I've accepted that. But I laugh now because I'm like, oh my gosh, Jillian, like I was single, but not learning to meet my needs, kind of enjoying my time being single, but not fully. I actually just put that together. I was like, oh my gosh, we'd been friends for a couple of years, but yeah, we were walking and he was like, yeah, I'm going to marry you one day. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. And then in my mind, I'm like, we're getting married. And then let's just tell the story. So then he breaks up with me and he's like, you know, I just feel like there's a lot of pressure and we're moving quickly. And I'm like, you told me you were going to marry me. Like, what? Oh my gosh. Okay. So clearly, just being single doesn't mean that you are actually healing and that you are working on your relationship with yourself or with other people. And this is really important because this lines up with what I've been saying about food for so long. Just taking food out of the house doesn't change your relationship with it. Just taking all the sugar out, all the sweets out, all the flour out doesn't change now your relationship with it when it comes back into your life. When you are given it, when you go to a potluck, when you go out to eat, when it's now time to transition into this different phase. I love how different diets will have different phases, but they don't ever teach you mentally how to transition in and out of them. We just learn this is bad, this is evil, I can't do this, I can't control myself around it. And so, of course, you can let go of the food for a certain amount of time and it's fine. And it's like, well, just out of sight, out of mind. We're just going to avoid cookies, the people who bake them, the places that sell them. We're just going to avoid it. But what happens when now it's time for your kid's Valentine's party or for a cookie swap at the holidays? Now what happens when you're, you know, at a barbecue in the summer? Just taking it out of your life doesn't change anything. It just often increases your desire for it, which is how we have to treat dating and relationships and people, whether it's your future significant other, whether it's a man or a woman. And again, this is all about understanding the cycles, right? We need to understand the cycles that keep us seeking after love and attention and affection and certain feelings from other people, just like we have to identify and decode the cycles that keep us turning to food and alcohol to feel better about our life, about where we're at, about what's going on. So back to Valentine's Day, right? This is an opportunity for you to look at, all right, how can I make myself feel the way that I want to feel? How do I feel special? How do I choose myself? How do I intentionally create these emotions for myself, not just with what I'm doing, but with how I'm thinking and how I'm talking to myself? How do I cultivate these emotions for me? And breaking the cycle of being emotionally dependent on somebody else to feel loved, to feel special, to feel valued, to feel heard, to feel seen. Otherwise, those needs will continue to be lacking and needing, and you're going to keep looking for somebody else to meet that for you. You can willpower your way through, you can cut it out for a little bit, but then when somebody gives you a compliment, when somebody praises you or validates you, it will feed your soul. It will have this deep weight and significance to it. You will feel so incredibly good. And then it will create this attachment to this other person. And it makes it harder to see red flags. It makes it harder to walk away if it's not the right fit. And it makes it easier to excuse and justify any problem areas or any issues because of these needs that are being met. I saw so clearly in the last man that I dated because there were a lot of issues, a lot of red flags, a lot of challenges that I just kept wanting to not look at. I wanted to minimize. I wanted to really excuse and justify and focus on the good because very quickly he came in and met so many needs that I wasn't fully meeting for myself because I started dating too soon. And I recognized this as I was with him. Once these magnets had already attached and it felt like death trying to break them apart. But I realize, oh, I keep going from one relationship to the next with a couple of weeks, maybe a month in between dating somebody new. And it was always, oh, they just appeared. They're here. They came into my life. Like, I wasn't even trying. And then a man just fell into my lap. I don't know. Right? Like the way that I would talk about it was like very passive, very much it's happening to me and I don't have a say. I don't know. Well, not that I don't have a say, but like maybe like I can't control it. It's good to recognize the cycles that we need to break. And we want to start to look at how to start doing things for ourselves, not just like paying our own bills and making our own money, but really like, how do I meet these emotional needs? How do I talk and think about myself and my life and what I'm doing and my accomplishments and really truly praise and validate them, like really compliment yourself? So we want to start with how you're thinking and how you're feeling about you so that the action is a natural outpouring and it's an overflow of what you're already believing and feeling about yourself. So we're not trying to action our way. It's not, let me just check a box. Let me go to dance class. Let me go painting. Let me go do these things. No, it's I've got the thoughts and the emotions first that lead to this natural action of here's what I do. And as we are doing the thing, continuing to think about ourselves in the way that we want to think about our lives in the way that we want to. And sometimes we do need to start with the action, like the thoughts and emotions may not be there. So we may start with the action of like, all right, let me go out and do these things while bringing in the first piece of the emotions and the mental aspect. One of the things that I was thinking about with Valentine's Day in particular was, okay, I'm going to look and think about what would be a dream date. And then I'm going to take myself out on it. I'm going to buy myself flowers. I'm going to buy myself a little gift, a little piece of jewelry. I'm going to take myself out to this fancy restaurant. I'm going to order a drink and some amazing food. And I'm just going to go out and really enjoy it. And I don't think a date always has to have food. I want you to think about what would feel like a really fun, enjoyable, luxurious, amazing date, like for Valentine's Day. Like what would that look like with your future person? Maybe it's a hike. Maybe it's going to a dance class, maybe it's going painting, maybe it's a concert or a comedy show, like maybe it's something else. It doesn't have to be food, right? But for me, I was like, yeah, no, I want to get dressed up. I want to put on makeup and do my hair and wear this pretty dress. That is the date that I want to go on. So I'm going to take myself out on that date first. I'm going to buy myself the flowers that I want first. And y'all, these flowers are amazing. I'll post some stuff on Instagram. So if we're not yet connected, find me on Instagram, Jillian Amadea. And yeah, these flowers are gorgeous. And I combined a couple of, I think there were like three different arrangements and I put them all together and it's so beautiful and I love it. And granted, I still have work to do in terms of making bouquets, but like it looks so good and they are going to last probably for about another week. It's like flowers are there to enjoy for roughly a week, maybe 10 days, but they're not meant to live forever and that's okay. But really enjoying them while I have them. And then doing the things that I want my future man to do. This is what I'm going to do. Like I want him to come and pick me up. I want him to open the car door for me. So it's there are things that I can't necessarily mimic per se. It's like, yeah, I have to open the car door myself so I can get in, but I'm going to be thinking about it in the way of let me open the door for myself. And I know it sounds cheesy, but it's like really enjoying this day, enjoying this time. And Valentine's, as with any holiday, we can think about how do I want to be treated? So thinking about things like Christmas this past year and being single at Christmas time, I was like, I'm going to buy myself a nice gift. What do I want a future man to do for me? What would I really want from somebody? And my personal belief is that we all like all the love languages. There might be a few that you maybe don't care about so much, but like I personally believe that we like all of them. And I found in past relationships, the men I dated, they wanted all the love languages too. And it was frustrating at times because I was like, no, I'm loving you in this one way and in this language. And I was like frustrated that he wanted all the languages. I'm like, no, you get it in this one way. That's it. No, we want them in all the ways. So really thinking about it from that perspective of, I do like gifts and that's not the only way. That's not the primary way, but that is one of the ways. So anyways, side tangent, but what do you like doing for yourself? And do this at different holidays. Like what would Thanksgiving look like with your future man? What would that entail? How do you want that to look? And really thinking through some of these things. Maybe it is 4th of July. Maybe it is President's Day. We're actually coming up on President's Day weekend here. It doesn't have to be anything big, but like, how do you want to spend long weekends? And really start thinking about that now and start taking action now. Start doing the things that you would want to do. As I was talking with some clients this past week, I was also telling them about rewriting stories. Because I think, too, sometimes we have negative stories and we have negative memories associated with different holidays. And this is where we want to rewrite that story. And so one of the things that I did after this last breakup was I went back to different places and I very intentionally was like, okay, this now becomes my spot. This is no longer our hiking spot. This is my hiking spot when I need to cry, when I need to hash things out, when I'm processing, when I'm thinking, when I'm just getting out in nature for myself. This is where I go. This is now my spot. I'm rewriting the story. I'm rewriting the memories associated with it. And I'm going to build new memories there in a way that build this new story and what I want. I'm going to different restaurants. I'm taking my son. It's not our burger spot with me and the ex. It's now my burger spot with my son. It's my favorite burger spot no matter what. But I'm like decreasing the association it has with this other person. And we want to think about holidays and dates and timeframes the same way. Of like no longer associating it with this person. And especially if it's a negative story, if it's a hurtful story, if it leaves you feeling angry and frustrated. And part of it is truly allowing yourself to feel the feelings. And with many of the women that I work with, and some of the men, but like many women, we have learned that it's not good, it's not safe to be angry. We weren't allowed, we weren't supposed to. We should have been grateful for what we had, and we were not supposed to be angry. And part of what I do with people is give them permission to be angry. It's okay. And part of the reason why this keeps lingering, like why it feels hard to let go, is because often there are years, if not decades, of pent up frustration and anger. There's so much that has been stuffed down, and then it wants to come to the surface. And it wants to be seen. It wants to be heard. And this is how you're able to move through it, is you have to be able to see it when you keep stuffing it down and saying, we should be over this by now. This happened a long time ago. You need to just get over it. You're now gaslighting yourself and you are invalidating those emotions, which keeps them there and it keeps them coming back. It keeps them coming back stronger and it doesn't allow you to fully process and move through them. So part of this rewriting the story is not just trying to diminish the negative. It's allowing yourself to feel all of it, to feel all of the anger, all of the frustration, all of the hurt. And sometimes we're also angry with ourselves because we're like, damn it, why did I put up with that for so long? Why did I let this go on? Why did I stick around? There was one client in particular that I was talking to where I was like, I've had some negative stories and negative incidents and things that have happened. And I also think back and I'm like, thank goodness that happened. That was really hard. It was really painful, but that was a catalyst for change. That was a big wake-up call. And I offered this new perspective on what happened for her. And I was like, I want you to notice the pivotal moment that this was, because shortly thereafter, things started to change. New dominoes started to fall. But this was a key turning point. And that's important. And that's how we want to start thinking about it, is thank goodness that this happened. It happened when it did, in the way that it did, in the timing that it did, because it allowed these other dominoes to fall. It allowed this other change to happen. It allowed other decisions to be made. It allowed for maybe even just the awareness of what was happening in your life. And that it wasn't working for you. When you finally stop lying to yourself, it's hard, it's painful, but it also creates such profound change. And this can happen on any day of the year, right? Like anytime. So I want you to think about any negative interaction, anytime that feels like you have a hard time letting go of it, or you just get really angry, you get really frustrated, or maybe you're just really sad, really heartbroken. And just allow all of those emotions for your own mental and emotional well-being, and so that you stop reaching for food and alcohol to self-soothe. Because sometimes we're reaching for food at the end of the day or at the end of the week because it was rough, it was stressful, it was hard, it was overwhelming. And sometimes it's because of all of the things piled up. It's what's happened over the entire month, the entire year, maybe your entire relationship, your entire marriage. And we've got to start to allow ourselves to feel and to process, which can feel hard and uncomfortable if you grew up in an environment where certain emotions weren't allowed, where certain emotions weren't safe. where experiencing anything negative meant that you weren't happy enough, you weren't grateful enough, that you were somehow selfish, that you needed to look on the bright side, that you needed to just stay positive, that something was wrong with you. It's not that a parent or a caregiver or a sibling or a friend maybe had to say those words, but that's what we made it mean. Again, this is where we recognize and we own how we are showing up now, because it is not just what other people say and do, it's what you are making it mean. And as a young child, when we are making things mean things, it's a 6-7-year-old trying to make sense of the world. It's usually not going to be very accurate. But those stories can feel very hard and very overwhelming. So for me, that looks like growing up, I grew up with my mom and my stepdad. And that was the only dad I knew. So he was dad and my two sisters, but I had a different last name than the rest of my family until I was about 12 when my stepdad adopted me. And there were little subtle things of I was different. I was an outsider. Of course, then I projected that onto my younger sister and I told her she was adopted. Really, technically, I was adopted. But I had a story that my biological dad, because it was like I knew of him. I maybe saw his name on a birth certificate or something. I don't think I ever saw a picture of him. I didn't really want to ask about him because I didn't want my dad to feel bad. Things already weren't that great with him growing up. And so I was like, I didn't want to make him mad or make him feel bad. So I felt like I couldn't ask about him. And the story I had in my mind was that my biological dad wanted nothing to do with me. And as kids, we make things about ourselves because that's our world. That's what we know. So it was, I'm a burden. I'm too much. I'm also not good enough at the same time. And it was this story that was like on a loop of he wants nothing to do with me. And that felt really painful, which is why being rejected, not being a part of community, this abandonment wound can get triggered. And then it gets triggered in dating relationships, in romantic relationships as I get older. But of course, I'm not aware of any of this. And when you're young, 6, 7, 8-ish, we're just trying to understand. And it felt really bad. It felt really terrible. And so a lot of times it was also just stuff it down. Don't let yourself feel it. Just try not to think about it. But it was still there. I didn't have a new story and I didn't rewrite that story for a long time. And this is part of why we eat. It's part of why we drink. Part of it is it's a habit that we learn. Part of it is like the habit of the action. Part of it is what's going on throughout the day, throughout your week. Part of it is these deeper stories, these deeper patterns, these deeper beliefs, the deeper cycles that started at a much younger age. And this is where we need to come in with so much love and compassion and self-soothing. And I now do have a relationship with my biological dad. And we talk maybe once a month, but we met for the first time when I was, I think, 28, somewhere around there. So we have developed a relationship over time, but there was a time when I was really angry at him. I was really mad. I was really spiteful. And because I had a story of he wants nothing to do with me, my story back was I want nothing to do with him. And through more conversations, things came out and I changed my thoughts. I changed my belief, right? It's like with new information, we can change things, but it was hard. In talking with him, he was thinking, I'm not good enough. I'm not ready to be a dad. I'm just going to fail her. I'm going to let her down. And so it, like, his reasons for not being a part of my life wasn't about me. It was for him, he wasn't good enough. And so this just, it goes to show you how you have the power to change the story. You get to decide what things mean. And we need to recognize when we're making things mean something, and we don't have to. Like, when are we taking things and holding on to things from our childhood, from years ago, decades ago, that we need to learn how to change that story so that we can let it go? Because that's not the story I tell anymore. That's not something I often think about unless I am sharing like this of how it has come up for me, what it looks like in my life. So let's rewrite some stories this year. Don't try to force the emotions to go away. Don't try and gaslight yourself and tell yourself you shouldn't be feeling this. You should have gotten over this by now. Let's not do that. And just recognize when you have your own narky voice in your own brain. And a lot of times I think we tell ourselves, well, I just need to get their voice out of my head. And it's like, this is now your voice, which is beautiful because now you have the power to change it. All right. There was some more that I was going to share in this episode. I'll probably save that for another time. I hear my little guy is awake, so I'm going to go get him out of bed. But I hope you have a fabulous weekend. Have a fabulous holiday. We're now past Thanksgiving. We're definitely past Thanksgiving. We're now past Valentine's Day. But this is your opportunity to choose how you want to spend your time, spend your holidays intentionally. And for me, because I had my son this weekend, I'm also going to take myself out on this Valentine's date next weekend. I'm going to take myself out another night and really, truly, fully savor it and enjoy it. And you have permission to do the same. How do you want to spend this day? How do you want to spend this time? And give yourself permission to do it. And maybe this year looks more therapeutic. It looks more crying. It looks more listening to music, more journaling. Maybe you don't want to go out. Maybe it's really a time of internal reflection and processing. And that's okay. There's no rush. There's no rush for any of this. And this is how you are going to create a new fulfilling relationship in your life. It's how you're able to walk away from red flags faster when you meet your own needs. It's how you are able to create the space and you are able to show up full and find the other person who is full, because you're no longer looking for him or her to meet your emotional needs, just like they are not looking for you to meet their emotional needs. We've got to break that cycle and break that dynamic. And you get to go first. If you want some help breaking these cycles in your own life, to be able to see them, so that you can decode them and understand why they are there, so that you can break them, because that's ultimately what we want. This is how you're going to create new things. It's how you're going to create the relationship with food, how you're going to create the body, how you are going to create the relationships that you want in business, in your personal life, with family, with friends. If that is what you want, then I invite you to schedule a free Break the Cycle call, where we are going to walk through this and actually decode and decipher what is happening. Because this is happening for a reason. These cycles are at play so that you get your needs met, whether they are physical, whether they are emotional, whether they are mental, right? Your brain is so good and it's wired so well to get your needs met, just like everybody around us is trying to get their needs met. And this is an opportunity to recognize how these patterns are playing out for you with food, with your body image, with other people. If you want some help with that, then I would love to chat. Schedule your free call at www.bodyyoucrave.com/BTC. Break the cycle, okay? And together, we are going to become cycle breakers. All right? I hope y'all have a fabulous week. Here's to creating the life, body, and relationship you crave.
If this episode resonated with you, it's time to break free from destructive cycles around food, alcohol, and toxic relationships. Your next step? Book your free Break the Cycle call, where you'll finally see why your binge eating and relationship patterns are so deeply connected and how to break free from both for good. You'll walk away with fierce clarity and a game plan to step into a life full of fun, adventure, and self-love. Grab your spot now at www.bodyyoucrave.com/BTC. It's time to break the cycle. I'll show you how.